turning around. It's about the food.
When you go to a coffee shop or your espresso machine at home and you get yourself a nice frothed coffee, an espresso, a latte, whatever your jam is, what is it that you're really enjoying? Have you ever stopped to think about that? I mean, is it the caffeine? Is it the coffee? Is it the sugar? Is it whatever's mixed in there? Well, chances are what you're really enjoying is the air. As you sip on your latte or mocha and inject the caffeine into your bloodstream, when you get the hit of sweetness on your tongue and feel the warmth of the milk streaming down your throat and into your belly, it might be easy to miss the magic that brings it all together, the thing for which it would all fall apart if it was missing. Air. Yep, those tiny little micro bubbles of air that make it all light and fluffy, yet smooth and creamy. It is, after all, the entire point of frothing the milk, and it does take an artist to do it right. If you find yourself scratching your head right about now wondering how different it can really be from shop to shop and barista to barista, let me offer you this one example from the frozen treats world. Ice cream also has many details that can make or break the experience. Some like a thick and dense custard ice cream, while others like the light and fluffy discount ice cream from the frozen food aisle at King Soopers. The main difference is, of course, the quality of ingredients, but beyond that, the amount of fat in the ice cream and, of course, the amount of air trapped in that cream of the ice cream. I myself prefer not to eat as much air as I do cream, so I like the custardy ice creams, but a lot of people really do love that discount ice cream you get with all the air trapped in the middle. So just like ice cream, a properly made espresso drink, be it a mocha, a latte, or even a proper espresso, if you let the air out, it just won't fly, so to speak. A good barista will know how to keep the bubbles as small as possible while giving you as many as they can. The more small micro bubbles in the drink, the better it is. When they get big is when things get a little bit sloppy. So the next time that you're cringing over the $4 mocha, and you often should, ask yourself this: am I getting the best bubbles in town? So we've got a little bit of homework for you. We want you to go to a coffee shop and get a coffee, whatever your favorite thing is, preferably something with bubbles in it, so you can check this out. And then don't open that computer. Don't talk to anyone. Just sit there and enjoy the bubbles. See if you can't taste each bubble. See if the coffee doesn't actually taste better because you're not killing the experience by doing something else at the same time. I mean, sure, sometimes you just need a coffee as a utility to get you going, but you know what? It's truly an experience if you let it be. So sit down, you, cup of coffee, have a conversation, let it run down your throat, and love life just a little bit more. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it. Just go to eatarvada.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes, or go to iTunes and search for Eat Arvada and click on subscribe. Either way, it will show up in your pocket ready for you whenever you want to listen to it, be it midnight or 4 a.m. while you're having a cup of coffee. This and every other episode of Eat Arvada is brought to you by AvsFam, A-V-S-F-A-M. It's all the cool hockey shirts you never know you needed. If you're a fan of the Avalanche, you need to check them out, www.avsfam.com. Stay hungry, people.